The Watchtower, Number 1, 2018. Is the Bible's guidance relevant today? Some say no. One doctor compared using the Bible for guidance to using a textbook from the 1920s for teaching a chemistry class. A skeptic might even ask if you would use a manual for an old, defunct computer to guide you in using a new, up-to-date computer. In other words, some see the Bible as hopelessly outdated. Why would anyone use such an ancient guide in today's modern high-tech world? After all, countless websites and blogs send out a steady flow of the latest advice and guidance. TV pundits and talk shows feature a stream of knowledgeable psychologists, lifestyle gurus, and authors. And bookstores publish a flood of self-help books, fueling a multi-billion-dollar industry. With all that up-to-the-minute information available, why turn to the Bible, a book that was completed almost 2,000 years ago? Would not skeptics be right in saying that using such an ancient book for guidance is like using an outdated chemistry book or computer manual? Actually, the analogy is flawed. Science and technology change rapidly, but has human nature changed? People still want to find meaning in life, as well as to have a reasonable measure of happiness and security, good family relations, and rewarding friendships. As old as it is, the Bible addresses those needs and more. It also claims to be inspired by our Creator. It offers to guide us in every aspect of life and to equip us for any challenge that matters. What is more, it claims to convey counsel that is timeless, advice that never becomes obsolete. The Bible itself says, "The Word of God is alive." Hebrews 4:12. Can the Bible's claims really be true? Is it out of date, or is it really the most relevant and practical of books, in effect, a living book? The purpose of this edition of The Watchtower, the first in a series of special issues, is to help you find the answers to these questions. End of article.